God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There are certain trials assigned to you in the house. Amen. It's for your growth. It's not all out there. Sometimes you have more peace with the sinners. Come on, there are times that they treat you better than some of your brothers or sisters treat you. Don't shout me down. I'm preaching already. I know it's good. Amen. But see, they are of like faith with you. And God brings them into your life to perfect you. I mean, let me say it this way. You won't read this in the Bible, but it's in the Bible. The devil is on God's string too. He's his servant. And nothing he can do unless God let him do it. And he ain't going to do nothing outside of what God will let him do. He can't do it. So God will even utilize your enemies and stuff that is contrary to you for your perfection. Oh, if we would understand these things, we would not be so easily discouraged or defeated. Amen. But, you know, a lot of times rain, you know, I don't know if, you know, rain or, you know, it looked like it's going to rain. I don't think we're going today. We used to go to church on fumes of gas. I didn't know God was going to send me to the nations, but I learned faith. I tell the story of one time coming home from church. We stayed in church a long time. It was like Paul and Eutychus. You know, Eutychus fall from the loft. And, you know, Paul raised him up there, tried to go. Be after midnight, be coming home. And I remember that little Dodge Coronet, you know. And sometimes saints, you know, you'd be afraid to ask saints because they've been mean to you already. You know, you don't ask them for a couple dollars. You look over at them, they're looking at you like, yeah, I dare you. Ask me if you want to. I say, Lord, it's me and you. Jump in that little Dodge and get on the road and know your gas gauge, right? You know, after you ride with it down there for so long, you know exactly when, oh, I'm in trouble. it ain't there yet. It's on the orange, but you know, I gotta. You know, you hear the car, you hear the engine sound. No, I can go a little further. I mean, one night, getting almost home, I got off of 57, and got through Harvey and was coming to Markham, was next to Harvey, and was at 147th Street. I had to get to 162nd Street, and right at 154th. I heard it, but God was gracious because I pulled off into this little store. The store was closed. It was dark. And I thought, oh, man. But you know what? God had a cab driver. He was sitting right there. And I said, you know what I'll do? I'll ask him to take me home. And that's what I did. And he was kind enough to take me home. I left the car there. Ran in the house, got a couple dollars, and then paid him and went back the next morning and got the car. But my point is this, I was going to get to church, whatever it took. That was me. Today, people are real slack with God. You know, real slack, almost spoiled. you know, not fit a lot of times, not everybody, but just in general. If you look at the church in general, the U.S. church, it's not fit for warfare. Because when stuff comes, people are like chocolate soldiers. They melt. They're not good for anything until they get through it, and then they come to church shouting. Amen. It's not discouraging to me. It's encouraging because I don't put my faith in people. I love people. There's certain people you have a measure of trust in, but we put our faith and our trust in God. Even beyond what he has said to us on a personal basis, we put our trust in who he is. So that I'm not just looking at what he said. Yes, I meditate, I speak that, I think that, but beyond that, I'm looking to him. Because see, when you look beyond that and you look to him, you find peace. Come on, you find that he is sovereign, that he's always in control. Amen. Praise God. So I just want to encourage you, you know, learn how to press your way. Amen. I could tell you some stories. Amen. I remember my electricity was cut off and my car was broke down. The rent was past due. Money was funny. I had no place to shower. Amen. I had to use cold basin. I didn't know God was getting ready to get me ready for the mission field. But you know, I've been through all this in Mexico, different places where there wasn't no warm water, wasn't nothing. You go outside in this little curtain and you got a bucket up there of river water and you tilt it over, you take the bar of soap. It's like the army. And you go on about your business. But my point again is we really have to learn and get instilled in us to pursue God. Not just when the sun is shining and everything's going our way. Thank God for those days. But it ain't always going to be like that. Sometimes like David said, I'll not offer unto the Lord that which costs me nothing. It's the stuff that costs you that is most valuable to your growth and to your well-being, to everything about you, to your walk with God is what costs you. Amen. So we don't want to be hothouse Christians. You know, I'm only good when it's 72 degrees, sun is shining, tank is full, cupboards are full. I'm cool. You got to know how to shout it out when ain't nothing there at all. Hello? Really, inside, not just faking it till you make it, but have the internal fortitude of joy when ain't nothing going right. And you got to, at some point, realize this is only a test. We remember on TV or how you hear this siren around here every now and then. You hear a lot, and they say, this is only a test. It comes on the radio, dawg, it's only a test. Well, tell somebody, this is only a test. And to graduate, you have to pass tests. That's why you can't take lightly the word that you hear or the experiences in your life. God determines your experiences, and they're all fashioned for your growth, for Christ to be formed in you. But how often do we push that to the side? We get offended with stuff. We get our feelings hurt. Well, tell me, say something. You'll get your feelings hurt in church too. You don't believe me? Let me let you be a pastor for 1 month. And it's not people always doing it on purpose, because it's not even people. It's about the devil that targets you. So you got to walk in a way where you are protected. You got to walk in some wisdom. You got to have some understanding. You have to have some discipline. You can't live carelessly. Just always looking for the next big thing. You got to know how to grind it out on a gloomy day. I read once, I used to do ministry up in Vermont with a friend, and I read once that they had the highest teenage suicide rate And it was, and they likened it to the fact that the sun didn't shine. It doesn't shine that much up there. It's like Seattle, you get a lot of rain. Well, there you get very few days of sunshine. And they equated that to suicide rates. People just living for the moment, you know, people living from the external. Saints can't be like that. Thank God for the blessings when they come, enjoy them, but we're not governed by that. That's temporal. It's subject to change. Amen. It's always changing. But we live from the inside. Amen. That is steadfast, that cannot change. Amen. This morning, we're going to talk about what I've entitled Conquer the Mountain. We've entered into a season of the shift, a time to shift. And I want to impart some instruction to you, because it's not just, you know, in a service. You know, in a service, we did the prophetic thing, you know, and all that. That's where it starts. But now you have to walk this thing out. Now that you shift. I remember years ago, I took a ride to Colorado. I love the mountains. And I was in a place called Estes Park. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's close to Yellowstone Park, what they call the Grand Teton Mountains. I mean, majestic. And there's a place there called Trail Ridge Road. And it's the highest continual road, I don't know if it is now, but it was then, in the whole country. You can drive within a half an hour, 13,000 feet up. I was down in the canyon where the road began, and it was 90 degrees. It was a humid day, sun was shining, no wind. And as you start up the road, the Trail Ridge Road, you go higher and higher and higher until you get up there, 13,000 some odd feet. There's a little lodge up there, but you can go out, and there was snow. You know, you could actually make snowballs and throw snow. It was windy, but down at the base in the canyon, it was hot and no wind. But I noticed in driving my little Capri, that's what I had at the time, that didn't have an air conditioner, and driving it up the mountain, there were many times I had to shift. You know, I couldn't just leave it and drive, because the mountain got steeper and steeper as you went up. And if you just left it and drive, you'd have to blow something and just, you know, be stuck. You'd have to shift into that lower gear. And then when you level out, you can put it back in drive. See, the shift has to do with you being able to conquer your mountain. You're not going to conquer it just keeping it in drive. In other words, you're not going to conquer your mountain by just doing what you've been doing. Oh, it's getting quiet in the house already. Amen. There have been times you have to shift. There have been times, like the song says, the louder it gets, the louder I pray.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part four of Transformation, Conquer the Mountain. There are certain trials assigned to you in the house of God in order for you to grow. Without challenges and some adversity, your true spiritual development can be hindered. Many saints don't realize the devil is God's servant. God will use your enemy with stuff that is contrary to your thoughts and ideas. As the saying goes, either it's God sent or God used. In the book of Deuteronomy, God challenged the children of Israel to relocate. He was taking them from one mindset to another mindset. He was challenging them to move from one place in their spirit to another location in the spirit.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.